Adnan? Hello? Adnan? Adnan? Who's there?
Guru Atma?
Hi, Guru Atma. Anybody else? Sadanam? Kehar?
Yes.
Yep.
Hi. Anybody else?
Rahmane and Tamar.
Oh, good. Sadanam. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Siri Datar from New York.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi.
Anybody else? Oh, there's somebody. Satnam?
Hi, Satnam. This is Norma from Boston.
Hi, welcome, Norma.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, dear ones. Let's get going. Okay. So now, palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. And your eyes open. Now, somebody's phone is really scratchy. If you're either outside or if you know that your phone is scratchy, could you please press star 6? Oh, good. Thank you. Okay. Long, deep breathing. And inhale to begin. And breathe deeply. And begin heart breath. Long, deep breathing, exhaling out of the heart. Please share your heart breath with everybody here, whether on the recording or right here live. And please also include Amritkar. She is facing a lot of things right now. Anybody that you know may be very sick or is getting ready to pass. In heart breath. Good, keep it up. There seems to be a lot of fear going on today. So just keep up for a little bit. Good. Let the universal, the great light, the most cozy light, flow through your heart to everyone who needs it. cozy and comforting. Good. And inhale. And exhale. And continue this heart breath, even as we continue the day. And I want to let you know that Amrit Kaur is, if you have kept up with her situation, she has a brain injury and the insurance company cut her off and so on. So she's dealing the repercussions of that. So if you would like to either send her a message, I mean mail it to her, or send her any kind of donation, you just why don't you send me an email, and then I will send you her home address. My email is sirigian, SIRIGIAN, at soulanswer.com. Okay, thank you. Bless you. Okay, so Baba Siddhichand is here. He says, we're doing some heavy lifting these days. He says, things are changing in a very deep level these days. It's like underground excavation. It's like earthwork. He says, you all have already experienced in the past year or two a lot of disruptions in your life that have demanded healing. He says, there has not been an opportunity to just let them pass, overlook them, as you might have done before, or to find a way around them or so on. He says, that has been very, very important and continues to be, so that we can all fully associate with a certain level of these Aquarian energies that are coming in. He says, now we are coming into the earth notes. Would he join me? If you ever saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind, you know how that great big spaceship came in and they did those sounds, boo, 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 boo. He says, those are the tones that we're working with now. He says, no, it's not that Spielberg had an edge on what the future is about. He says, it has to do with the harmonics, the deeper tones, and the resonances of those deeper tones. Okay, so sir, what does that mean? He says that it means that the function of life on Earth is changing. And what does that mean? It means that we're in a time where, he says, you all on this call have already experienced this, but he says it's a deeper, more magnetic situation in which, and you will see it happening more and more around the world and in the culture. He says, before, humans have been scurrying around like crazy. He's showing me a bunch of rats running around, trying to feed themselves, house themselves, have the children, go to their jobs, vie for top position. it's much more of an instinctual and living in your mind, worry. He says, keep up with the Joneses. It's a more superficial lifestyle that has actually been driving people crazy, but people don't know what to do. He says, but now, he says, there is like a magnetic resonance pulling is like pulling your belly down to the earth to feel that. It creates a yearning, it creates a solidity, and if you allow that switch to switch on, it's like the most deeply gratifying experience that you could possibly have. it is like a yearning, it's like a feeling. You know, when you fall deeply, deeply in love, how you have that deep, deep yearning, and nothing else will satisfy it except that communion of love. That is the feeling. It's a very deep resonance, not something in your head. And he's not even talking about your heart now. He's talking about he's talking about from the gut level, which of course spreads through your whole body. He says it is a longing to be known and to belong to the essence of earth. He says, you know, we listen to Mother Planet, you know, in our newsletters. He says, Mother Planet is drawing you deeply, deeply to her bosom, he says. He says, for so long we humans have felt disconnected to Earth. He says, even people who work with the Earth, he says, this is something much deeper than that. It's a vibrational thing. It is something that you know yourself as though you were a tree deeply rooted in this vibration. It gives you stability. It gives you, he's still calling it resonance. It gives you resilience. He says it holds you. It keeps you rooted even in the face of the hurricane. He says your toes are rooting into the earth. So he's going to ask you to feel that now. So please, go to your third eye and feel your navel point and begin long, deep breathing. He says this is essential so that you can move on, so that you have a stability in the changing times, that you're not a little sapling that will be blown over, but you are deeply, deeply rooted. These are the lower notes, very refined resonances. There's some background noise. If that person will press star 6, like some moving around. Okay. Deeply, deeply. And feel your breath now going right down to the center of the earth and coming back up. This is a very active vibration, but it is more profound. Keep up the breath. Good. And now you have been vibrating from the navel down and rooting yourself to the center of the earth and spreading out through the whole earth as though your roots are embedded in the total earth. And on the inhale, allow that energy to come back up from the earth and to move into your heart. And on the exhale from your navel, let that energy move down in your body, down from your navel, and right into the center of the earth and create this circuit. Be very conscious of it. also give you a sensitivity of earth processes. Keep up. Such as the animals seem to know when an earthquake is coming. You will know. And as you do that, allow yourself to be part of the energy meridians of the earth. The whole matrix, the whole energy matrix that makes up this earth. That you are a son or a daughter of this earth, that you are fully here. Keep up this breath in this meditation while I talk to you. Many times people develop consciousness, have a difficulty coming to earth. They go, no, I don't want to come back. Now is the time to fully root yourself. This is the time to fully root yourself. Feel the safety in it. Feel the purpose in it. Know that you have come back for this very incredible situation. To do that, root yourself totally. And as you do this, you also have a greater depth of intuition. Of hearing, Baba Sudhichan says, I'm right here with you. He says, so many times people think that being spiritual means jumping out of your body. He says, heck no. He says, you're jumping into your body and uniting with the essence of the earth. It doesn't mean being cut off from the higher essences, but it means marrying them, uniting them. Being reborn as a whole of both heaven and earth. Know who you are as a being who is of the total essence of earth. Whether you call it Mother Earth, Gaia, Divine Planet, it's a vibratory rate that we are a living, breathing, interconnected member of Earth. It's truly a blessed place. Angels and saints come here to be reborn, to become a member of this earth, which is an incredible dojo, or place of development. Love it entirely, and feel yourself loved entirely. And please feel yourself connected with the life on this earth. All your brothers and sisters, all the humans, all the animals, all the plant life, all the minuscule life. We form an interconnected, incredible vibrational system. And we interchange energies. Just as your own body has different organs that interchange energies and capacities, so do we here on Earth. Breathe. Now exhale out completely. Hold out. Feel those deep notes in your belly. Feel those deep notes in your belly. Know who you are. Inhale. And raise those deep notes to the third eye, to the crown chakra. Integrate. Integrate the higher notes with the lower notes. And integrate them at the heart. And exhale. And heart breath. Integrating all the total range. There you are, my peaceful beings, he says. He says, don't you love your home? He says you will be genuinely grateful for having taken the time and patience to actually come to Earth now, this lifetime. It's a genuinely extraordinary experience, he says. He says, now, my lovelies, does anybody have any questions or comments? Anybody?
Excuse me, this is Guruatma.
Hi, Guruatma.
You know, I find a little difficulty sometimes when I go out into the world and interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hypersensitive to everything that their energy that they're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that can be a challenge sometimes just for me to stay centered and balanced. And
mm-hmm. Baba Siddhi Chand says, oh, he's hugging you. He loves you. He says, please relax in that. That's how he's starting. He loves you. And he says he just wants you to know that all the time. He says, now, he says, when you're at home, when you're in nature, he says, please practice this, connecting with the earth. And then, when you go out to see people and so on, he says, still connect with the earth. Connect with the earth. He says, and then you become that rotor, that mechanism that transforms all of those energies that you come in contact with. So that you no longer are resisting them, no longer being bowled over by them, but that you are circulating them through the earth and up through your heart. He says, and that will keep you steady and stable. He says, no matter what kind of prickly stuff comes through, he says, you recycle it. You recycle it to the depth of the earth, back up through your heart, and then down again. Be very conscious of that, he says, and see what happens. How does that sound to you?
Good. I've been, you know, sending heart breath constantly, but still it feels overwhelming. So he's saying, send it to the center of the earth, is that what he's saying?
Yes, to the center of the earth, and then let it be a circuit, come back up, come through your heart, and down again as a circle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep it steady. Thank you.
This is Inder Kaur.
Let me ask
a question about that.
Yes.
When you're, because I work in a casino,
mm-hmm.
and you're working with a lot of different personalities, and you can pretty well not judge anyone and go with the flow and
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Lately, I find a lot of issues coming up that need to be kind of like a blown away like a leaf on your palm.
I didn't understand that. Would you say it again?
A lot of issues have been coming up that you don't even realize, like, that haven't been here for, like, 10 or 20 years. Little things that come up that are maybe remnants of mostly healed things, just the little remnants that need to be...
In you?
Yeah. That
uh-huh.
need to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And so now that you can even really understand them, you rarely even remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I haven't felt like this in 20 years or 10 years.
Yes.
So is... When they come up and they're showing up in different ways, a lot of it at work because of the multitude of people I work with.
Yes.
Is this when I'm supposed to be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
My heart breath to the earth? Will this help me to get pushed through? And it's more of annoyances than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's talking about?
He's talking about that and beyond. Let me just get his direct words. He says, "You're such a beautiful girl." He says, "You have been doing heart breath, and it's been very perfect and very wonderful." He says, "The problem is that you are meeting up. It's not only the heaviness of the surroundings, but it is you are feeling a presence of heaviness. It's like when you make curds and whey, or it's a process of in making tofu. You know, you put the whole mixture into a colander, and then you put a weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that weight pushes out the last bit of the liquid from your curds. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what's happening now. That weight of vibration is squeezing out the remnants of the stuff that doesn't work, that makes us weak, that throws us off center, the sand in the gears. You understand?
Yeah.
And so when it comes out, you know, you can say hallelujah. He says you can also use mantra to move that out. He says this girl's favorite is Govinda Mukunde, but of course you can use any mantra, and you let it go. You let it take wings. You let it transform. Then, he says, if you like, you can continue to send that down to the depths of the earth so that energy can be rearranged, can be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Because that energy is like a kinetic energy that doesn't work. Things are not corrected in a way that supports you. You understand? So you send it right down into the earth so that it reformulates as a module of energy.
Okay.
That
so the energy
works.
Can be transformed.
Yes. It's a module of energy that reconnects so that it works. It reconfigures itself so that it works, and it comes back up and into you in an extraordinary way to help you connect and support your whole mechanism, your whole system in a way that is really quite miraculous.
So Govinda Mukunde then.
Yes, he says you can use that, and there are many, many others. He says you use the one that you have the most success with. He says all the mantras will help you.
Okay. Well, I'll use that one. He suggests that one, so I'll use that one.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good.
Okay. Thank you, Baba Siddhi Chan. Thank you, Siddhi Chan.
You are welcome. He's funny. He's like God of flag and is leading a parade now. He's very happy.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, so now it's closing time. He says, but I'm not leaving you. He says, don't ever forget that. You call on me anytime. Anytime, anytime. He says, I'm here. My whole joy is to be in your lives and to be supporting you, helping you, moving you through this most, most amazing transformation. He says, you all just don't have the right words. He says it's more than a transformation, but he says that's the best word to use in English, he says. Okay, so God bless you all.
God bless.
And palms together, the center of the chest. He says we're going to call that what we just did. We're going to call that our earth cycling. Earth cycling. Okay? And so palms together at the center of the chest. And inhale to begin. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love around you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way on. Sought not. And now bow to your own infinity and join it with the earth. All is one. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, joyous time with Mother, with Mother Earth. Bless you all. Sat Nam. See you next week. Sat Nam.